Welcome to the Becoming You show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You show starts now. Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you had an incredible week. I hope you managed your time and your mind and your emotions well. I hope you won this week. And if you didn't, what was going on? Were you tired? Did you overschedule yourself? Did you take care of yourself? Did you move and fuel your body well? Did you get good sleep? Did you meditate? Did you journal? Did you start the week knowing what you wanted to accomplish? Whether or not you felt as though you won this week, I think you're going to like today's conversation on what I believe is the reason we don't make as much progress on our life as we would like, why we feel flat, unfulfilled, apathetic, indifferent, why we may be good starters, but maybe not necessarily good finishers, why we know what we need to do. We even have a plan, most of us, but we don't follow through on the plan. I truly believe that if we can cure this one thing, we can better our health, better our relationships, and better our life overall. So what is this one thing? Burnout. I have been coaching on burnout a lot over the last couple of years. And I wish there was one solution, one answer, but that has not been the case for me anyway. Solving my own burnout and helping support the burnout of my clients was less about one answer solution and more about a list of non-negotiables. So I thought I would take this time with you today to share them with you. If you have been in burnout, or if you're just tired of being tired, I hope that you will listen in. Maybe take some notes and remind yourself that burnout is not required to be high achieving. It's also not necessary. Society might have us believing that we just live in burnout culture as if burnout is just something that happens to us versus something that we have 100% control over. So let's go. Non-negotiable number one. Friends, you've got to have a morning routine. You've just got to. You've got to have a morning routine to get your head right, to get your head in the game, to get you in the game. If not, you are going to barrel into every morning, checking off boxes, crossing off lists, but not really moving the needle on your projects, your goals, your aspirations. If you can do that, get your head right, you are going to make better decisions. You're going to follow through on what you know you need to do. You are going to have better connections. How do you do that? How do you set up a morning mindset routine? Some people meditate. Some people exercise. Some people take a supplement. Some people journal. Some people stand in front of their leaderboard or vision board. Some people, whatever it takes, it's important that you have a ritual that triggers you to be in a good place mentally for the day. I've got to summon that motivation within me so that I can summon it within you. I have to override that. If I want to have a happy and meaningful life, we must use our mindset to engage ourselves in life again, to make progress again, right? To love showing up and being generous, to being of service. You guys, that's all mindset. And if you don't define success in the morning, it's really hard to have a successful day. So for me, it's my morning five. It's a non-negotiable. I write out my ambitions every single day. I write the top 10 ambitions that I have. And quite frankly, you guys, there has been a lot of repeating ambitions over the last 2, 3, even 4 years. Some of my ambitions I will always aspire for because they're not something that you just check off. Yet they are routines. They become a part of a daily practice. I write out the 5 things that I'm grateful for every single day, almost without miss. I write down the 3 people that I'm going to reach out to and check in with, or send them a note or a voice message of inspiration. Maybe just a quick, hey, I'm thinking about you. I hope you're having an awesome day. Or, hey, how can I best support you in whatever you've got going on for you? A lot of us don't even know how to ask. And a lot of us, because we don't know how to ask, we don't know how to show up. I also write down my WOD, right? Which is my word of the day. And if you've not been following me on TikTok or whatnot, join me. Join me there, or join me for in my free Facebook group. I'll put it in the show notes, but it's the Success Academy. In the Success Academy, I share with you my word of the day. My word of the day is a word that sometimes I live into. Other times, it's just a word that I've been talking to people about. And I give you a simple, small framework, perspective, insight around that word. And so if you're looking for that like quick hit, that personal development hit, find me on TikTok, join me in the Success Academy. We do lots of other fun things in that Success Academy. I offer up frameworks. I offer up performance prompts to kind of help you cultivate a journal practice to really help make progress and momentum in the goals that you have this year. And the last one for me is I work out. For me, it used to be running and then lifting and cardio, and now it's a much simpler practice. I changed my workout room in my basement to a healing room, and I did that a couple years ago. And so now my routine is I walk my dog and I run 2 miles a day, and then I do what I call my 150, which is just 150 reps of 4 to 5 different exercises. And then I lay on my biomat and I meditate. And this is what I do most mornings of the week before I get to everything and everyone else. It's my daily five. It's non-negotiable. And if I can't do all daily five, I do at least 3 or 4 of the 5. So I want you to know what your morning mindset non-negotiable is and capture that right now and commit to that. I promise you, if you don't listen to anything else I say for the rest of this time together, having a morning mindset practice will get your head in the game, which will in turn get you in the game. And I want you to be in the game. So number 2, non-negotiable, a Sunday set routine. I want you to identify all the tasks, the goals, the to-dos that you want to complete by the end of the week. Okay. And I know you've heard me talk about this, you guys, but so many people still aren't doing it. It's simple, right? But if it's simple to do, it's also simple not to do. So write a list, capture all of the things that you need to do. Then you allocate those things, tasks, to-dos, to block time in your calendar. This allows for massive implementation in the week. Less wandering, less distraction. I believe that we are burned out because we feel as though we are forever tasked with a never-ending to-do list, right? Who feels me on this? We might check some things off, but we are forever adding. So not only do I want you to capture your tasks, this is super important, but I want you to really, and I mean really, go through them and I ask you and ask yourself just a few questions. The first question is, how long has this been on my to-do list? Is this something that I want to do? And I'm guessing if it keeps moving from list to list, like lots of tasks that I used to have on my list, it might be time to retire the task. The other thing I want you to ask is, are you the only one capable of doing it? And I get it. I'm not suggesting that you are not the best one to do it. But being the best and having always have done it are not reasons, my friends, to continue to do it. Okay? And lastly, does it need to get done this week? What are the benefits to getting it done this week? How will it free you up? How might it burn you out in the effort to complete it? So when you break down your list in this way, you will finally approach the to-dos of your life with a level of consciousness, fitting, right, of your new intentional way of being that you have decided and declared for yourself this year. And so then once you have the list of the things that you like, and I'm underlining you here, right, that you need to do, that you want to have done by end of week, then you allocate those tasks, those priorities into your days. I like to allocate 2 to 3 priorities every day. And if I complete them, I can add more, but it makes me feel accomplished, motivated, and excited about my life instead of just ruminating on all the things that I have to do, the endless to-do list, the overwhelm that quickly seeps in. And without much more effort, we find ourselves in burnout. 60%, you guys, of high performers schedule block time. You don't need to be superhuman, right? To be high performing, you need to block time in your days, your weeks, and months in order to achieve the goals you have for your life. Your dreams, my friends, they do not happen if there is not block time to move toward them. I like to think about it this way. Maybe, just maybe, the universe isn't rewarding you with the outcomes that you want because, based on all of the distractions, it's simply unclear what you're asking for. We all know this. Energy flows where attention goes. The attention is your scheduled block time in your calendar. Think about the goals you wanted to hit last year, maybe, but you didn't. If I were to look in your calendar, would I see the progress steps mapped out, blocked out daily? I am telling you, it always fascinates me when I'm talking to a client about their dreams, their goals, things that they want to do, and I ask them where it is in their planner. And when are they planning on executing, and they just give me a smile. I promise you, I know this is not an earth-shattering idea. It's for sure common sense. But what else I know, and you hear me say it a lot, is that common sense is not common practice. It is not common knowing. And what else is true is that if it is easy to do, and I said this earlier, it's also very easy not to do. These easy routines, a morning mindset routine, a Sunday set routine, they will transform the way you show up in your life and ultimately live it. They are two of my top non-negotiables to avoid burnout in my life. Because if you've had burnout, like I've had burnout, it feels awful. It makes you feel like you're a victim of your life and you're at the agenda and the tasking of everybody else. And that's no way to architect and build a life that you want. Number three, negotiable, journal. Now, again, I'm sure you are tired of me offering this up as a best practice, but I'm still amazed at how many people don't do it. They don't reflect on their days, their weeks, their months. They don't journal about their wins and their lessons, their observations and their gratitude. If you don't have a journal practice, can you make this the year that you do it? The most successful people in terms of wealth, health, joy, and impact journal daily. It's like meditation. There is so much research on the benefits, meaning there is no question that journaling is the single most impactful way to have a deeper level of awareness and connection with yourself, a sense of self, which deepens your level of confidence, your resilience, your integrity, your authenticity. These are the character traits of the world's most successful people. Not based on my opinion. This is science. Want to get to better know yourself this year? Want to reflect on what you really want, what you really need? Journaling is that reflection exercise. I think sometimes the reason why people don't journal is similar to why they might not meditate. They don't know how. They don't want to do it wrong. They don't know what to write. They don't know the best topic to write about. And this is what I will say to that. There is no best way. You just write. Don't know what to write? Write, I don't know what to write. You write that enough times, and your brain will give you something to write about. But I'm also putting performance prompts. I'm giving you things, topics, sentence completion, ideas to write about in the Success Academy Facebook group. So if you're not there, join me there. I'm not only offering up the WAD, which is one of my daily five practices, but I'm also giving you a writing prompt by way of a question for you to explore. Questions like, how can you make today great? Or who needs you on your A game? Or how can you better lead yourself and your team today? Or what is the one thing that you could do to bring joy to the day, to choose joyful rather than mindless? So I hope you'll join me if you're not already in there. And I truly hope that you take this practice as serious as you take the importance of drinking water and brushing your teeth and moving your body and eating real food. Okay. Number four, non-negotiable pit stops. I mentioned this above, but our psychology and our physiology needs little breaks. Meditation, right, is scientifically researched to have all sorts of mental, emotional benefits: less stress, more hope, less sickness, better health, less angst, better emotional well-being. You don't need to meditate for hours every day, but can you at the very least push away from the work, the busy of your day, and take a few deep breaths, at a minimum three breaths, three times a day? Go make it be your new 3x3 pit stop routine. Three breaths, three times a day. Shut your eyes. Give your eyes, your brain, a parasympathetic pit stop. I know for so many of us, we just want to plow through our work, no breaks, no stops. We think that that will be more efficient. We will get more done, but that's just not true. Taking these little breaks throughout the day are a necessity to avoid burnout and go farther, longer, faster. So if you are like most people, around 2 or 3 in the afternoon, we feel as though we need a little pick-me-up, little caffeine, little chocolate, maybe something to eat, not because we're hungry, but because we're tired. I know for me, I used to need little breaks in my day, right? Right around 2 to get some food because I was tired, because I didn't employ this non-negotiable. Now, I take these pit stops. I push away from my desk. I stand up. I walk around the kitchen. I bounce in place. I refill my water to break away from the tasking, the doing, and I just be. I check in with myself. I say, okay, girl, how are you feeling? How are you showing up? What are you thinking? Anything need to shift? And when I do that, I'm not caught off guard drinking that Diet Pepsi, that used to be my mainstay. That used to be my 2 o'clock pick-me-up. I'm not looking for something to snack on. I want you all to have an incredible amount of energy from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed. I don't want you to experience that afternoon wall. Too many days, weeks, months of not adopting these routines, these practices and non-negotiables will wreak havoc on our health, our relationships, on our performance, and our life satisfaction. So who's with me? Yeah? Okay. Number five, non-negotiable. We've got to share what's going on for us. What do you have going on this week? Who knows about it? Who knows? Can you share your Sunday set with your family? Get their buy-in. Who knows your goals? Who can you invite into your world? Sharing your life, your aspirations, your ambitions with the people that you do life with is not just a nice thing to do. If you want to avoid burnout, it is a requirement. If people don't know what you are doing, what you are about, what your mission is, how can they help you? How can they support you? Sharing also allows you to better enforce your boundaries. It allows you to say no to things as a complete sentence. You know what you're working toward, right? Your family, your friends, your colleagues, when they know what you are working for. And when something then is being asked of you that doesn't align with your goals, if it doesn't move the needle for you, it can just be a no. And I'm not sure of the percent. Not sure if it's ever been researched. I did do a quick little Google search for this podcast, and I couldn't find anything. That doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I'm guessing that people pleasers, those that don't want to let people down, the ones that struggle to say no, are probably in burnout a lot more than people that do, because a lot of times they've overcommitted themselves to their own detriment. How do you know if this is you? Well, when you do your Sunday set, if there are more tasks than time, block time, you might need to practice saying no, or you might also need to start asking for help. We need to defend our yeses and be deliberate in them. Delegate and allow other people to support you, to help you. Okay, last one. I've talked a lot about routines here, but I truly believe routines have saved my life. I created my routines to support the life I want to live. My routines give meaning to my days. They give me something to look forward to. That's why they are non-negotiable. Without them, my days just run into each other. Nothing to look forward to. Nothing consistent to support the health, the wealth, and quality of relationships that I want. So yes, the sixth and last non-negotiable is an evening routine around winding down, acknowledging the day, looking at my habits for the day, checking in with them, scoring them, and setting myself up for a good night's sleep. It doesn't matter what your routine looks like, but can you create one that is honoring of how you want to wind down? What would a best evening routine look like for you? Write it down. Journal on it. What would it look like to have an evening meditation or journal practice? Would it be lighting a candle, an oil-infused bath, a hot shower with one of those fabulous shower steamers? I love to wind down in my sauna with my Juve red light and read for 30 minutes. It is the only way I get through a book a month. And on a side, have you thought about your reading curriculum this year? If you love to read, right? If you're a book junkie like me, and every time somebody recommends a book for you, it's in your Amazon cart and at your home and front doorstep in 2 days, and you've got books and books and books lined up like me, but you don't have a curriculum, you haven't mapped out your books for the month, can you do that? I have the books that I am reading this year on my leaderboard, along with the personal development topic that I'm going to explore. Again, simple, but where is reading time in your calendar? Just note it, no judgment. Just be like, huh, how can I block time for more reading in my life if that is something that fills you up and that is something that you want to do more this year? But back to your evening routine. How do you want to end the day? Besides my sauna and reading time, I love to spend quality time with my boys at night. I call it my TMT. It's my 10-minute tuck. And now I get it. 10 minutes doesn't seem like a lot, but for my teenage boys, it's probably 9 minutes too much, right? And every night I like to hang out with them and journal. And we share the top five and the bottom five of our days. It's really intentional. But I find that as our evening routines, our tuck-ins have moved from tickles and the silly games to scratching the backs and ABCs to just kind of chatting about homework and whatnot. And now I really want to get intentional. I want them to cultivate a journal practice for themselves. And so it doesn't matter on any of these routines. It doesn't matter what the routine is, just so that you have one. Creating a morning mindset practice. Being very intentional about your Sunday set and how you set up your week. How you journal and creating a practice for journaling in your days. Taking pit stops throughout your day and having an evening practice is fundamental and non-negotiable if you want to live into the very best of yourself and to live that very best life consciously and intentionally. And if you want help and you want support in doing any of this, setting it up, holding yourself accountable, again, I want to invite you to find me on social media and let me help support you by way of little inspirational word of days. If you want frameworks and strategies and you want to take this personal development and self-mastery and your next level growth to that next level, join me in my Facebook group, My Success Academy. And if you want to like 10x level, how you show up, how you lead your life, your teams, your mission, apply and get on the wait list for one of my Becoming programs this year. I promise you, they are transformational for not only you, but for the people that you do this life with. Have an amazing one every day, everybody, and I will see you next week. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on transformationtalkradio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.